We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a Black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Lord have mercy.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Sean Lee, Lord. Please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Monday, August 15th goes to Steve Lydon. Steve is the former superintendent of the Ramsey County Adult Detention Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that's where Derek Chauvin, or as I like to call him, Devil Chauvin, that murderer, that sick, sadistic individual who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Actually, the body camera footage showed it was 9 minutes and 20 seconds. But you know the evil human I'm talking about, Devil Chauvin. Okay, that's where he was being held at. And back on May 29th, 2020, Steve Lydon banned CEOs of color from entering the fifth floor where Chauvin was being held. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. America has no idea how to punish whiteness. All right. They have no idea how to punish whiteness or racially motivated hate crimes like this, because Black people and other marginalized communities dying at the hands of racists like Devil Chauvin, that's been happening since the beginning of time. And this country has absolutely no idea how to properly punish them. Even when they get punished, in the case of Devil Chauvin, they get preferential treatment from somebody. Okay? Has this former superintendent, Steve Lydon, ever thought about the thousands of Black men who have been locked up and, you know, watched over by racist-ass white CEOs? Of course not. All right? Because a Black man being locked up and watched over by racist-ass CEOs is what the prison system is all about. All right, this caste system that was created in America hundreds of years ago is still designed to protect the Devil Chauvins of the world. Meanwhile, it's been weaponized against us, okay? Us meaning Black and Brown people, okay? Black people, all right? Which is why several officers filed charges of discrimination with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, and their complaint that followed It was, what, 8 officers alleged multiple violations of the Minnesota human rights, including race and color discrimination and a hostile work environment. 3 of the plaintiffs asserted claims of retaliation. They alleged emotional distress as well as loss of income. All right. Ramsey County Board Chairwoman Trista, boy, I'm about to mess her name up. Trista Mattis Castillo. She apologized Tuesday to the officers affected. She said the actions taken by sheriff's office leadership that day were more than just wrong. They were racist, heinous, highly disrespectful, and completely out of line. No one ever should have questioned your ability to perform your job based on the color of your skin. She's absolutely right. And that's why those 8 COs are going to receive almost $1.5 million as settlement for racial discrimination. Okay? I think the number is too low. I think it should be $1.5 million apiece, not $1.5 between all 8 of them, because this level of care is never given to black or brown people, okay? Nobody ever stops to think about who could be discriminating against us simply because of the color of our skin. But the fact that they are still looking out for this man who is doing damn near 43 years state and federal time for murder is mind-blowing but not surprising. All right, treat that man with the same disregard that you treat black and brown people doing that kind of time for murder, all right? I'm telling you, this country does not know how to punish whiteness. If everybody didn't take it to the streets for George Floyd, then they might have let this dude get off too. All right? White privilege is beyond real. Hell, look at what's going on with Trump right now. Violation of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records. Not to mention the 10 or 13 times Robert Mueller showed he obstructed justice in the Mueller report. The feds coming to get you but don't arrest you. The reality is they don't want to arrest him. All right, the reason they don't want to arrest him is because none of these institutions were ever designed to punish whiteness. That is why people like Devil Chauvin can still get preferential treatment from said institutions. Please let Remy Ma give Steve Lyden the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
1.5 is too low for 8 people. Every single correction officer should be getting like $1 million apiece. 1.5 apiece.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking Channing Crowder.
Let's talk sexy men.
Now, what happened right, with ye? Channing Crowder?
Sure. You tell me, guys. You guys were talking about this all morning.
Well, Channing Crowder, it was on an episode of the Pivot Podcast. Who was the guest? Who was Channing Crowder talking to? Hold on. I forgot who the guest was. Was it Denzel? Who was it? Denzel Ward. Channing Crowder was talking to Denzel Ward. And he had this to say.
But you are beautiful.
What you mean?
Well, like, you got pretty eyes. Like, you got good skin. You got the little highlights. No. But you a dog now. Like, yeah. I watched you play. You a dog. But did you have to fight that? Like, when
fight
you walk
being
out,
beautiful.
You
what
just,
you mean?
You just look. You look so pleasant and nice. But then you got to choke a bitch to sleep. Right, you know right. What I'm saying? Like, do dudes try you when they see you? Be like, oh, no. This dude got you. You had to fight that?
I mean, you the first dude that called me beautiful.
Bro, you are.
Beautiful.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Denzel Ward is a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns, too. He signed a 5-year, $100.5 million deal.
So what is the question we're asking right now?
People acting like this is wrong. Like, people acting like Channing Crowder can't say this to another man. Like, I don't know why this is an issue.
I'm trying to think if y'all have ever complimented each other like that.
I give brothers compliments all the time. Kevin Gates was up here last week. I said, Kevin, you look good. And he does look good. His skin look clear. Mm-hmm. You can tell he lost weight. You know what I'm saying? You can tell he's taking care of himself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. I don't see nothing wrong with complimenting a brother like that.
Yeah. I have never
said... You
got
pretty eyes.
I've never said somebody looks beautiful and had pretty eyes.
You have definitely complimented me on my eyebrows. Not only have you complimented me on my eyebrows, you've complimented me on my shape.
Yeah, but I'm joking.
No, you're not joking. You can't joke like that. How can you joke?
You were joking
joke?
When you
you're
did it.
Joking, bro.
I am joking. I have never said you look beautiful.
You don't look at this 41, 36, 43, you know, body and say you joking, all right?
I remember you told him before, you said something about his butt was looking like it was sitting right. Or
thank
something
you,
like
Yee.
That.
Thank
I said
you.
He had thick thighs.
It's
okay.
That same difference.
I've never said this man looks beautiful.
Bro, however you...
There's nothing wrong with it, okay? You look beautiful. Well,
thank you, King.
Say it back.
I mean, I would, but you don't. you just don't.
Why would you stand like that? What are you doing?
Yeah, I would if you did, but you don't. You know what
I take
saying?
Mine back, though.
All right.
If you want to get a compliment from Charlamagne, all you got to do is say the opposite. You'd be like, I feel so ugly. I'm so ugly. But no, you're beautiful.
That's right. That's true.
That's how you draw in the compliment.
So what is the question? Where do we go? We're like, how we get here?
That is true. I'll lift you up when you're down.
Lift him up, show us.
You gonna lift me up? How you gonna lift me up?
Listen, the moral of the story is there's nothing wrong with what Channing Crowder said. People are up in arms about this for whatever reason. You know, the fake outrage that they do online. I don't
They're
see how you
can... They're up in arms about it?
Well, not up in arms, but you know, people are trying to say the man's whatever, gay or whatever. But my thing is, like, you can't say that people are being... you can't complain about toxic masculinity. And then when a brother is comfortable enough to give a compliment like that to another man, you're upset.
You got good skin. The highlights.
Come on, man.
I've never said you look beautiful.
You've complimented me on my eyebrows, and you've complimented me on my shape.
And it clearly meant a lot to you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I take the compliments wherever I get them. Okay? Right.
That's how we comment. Look at you.
800.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Okay, yeah, thick thighs. Okay, thick thighs.
800.
Have you not done that?
What?
Have you not said that to me?
That what? What
okay, thick thighs.
I have.
And then you said they save lives. I remember that.
I called you Chocolate Thunder.
Now you've been being honest.
Chocolate Thunder.
Okay, good.
That's me and you.
All right.
Am I going to say it too much right now? Hey, what's the question, damn it?
The question is, do you find anything wrong with what Channing Crowder said at the Denzel Awards?
No, I think y'all should talk to each other like that more frequently. Because women do it all the time. We'd be like,
oh my God,
you look good. Let me feel though. Is that real, girl? You been like, we talk to each other like that all the time.
You better not ask me.
I ain't doing all
that.
Let me feel it now. But I have no problem doing what Channing Crowder did.
All right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.